Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. How you doing today?
Doing good. Yourself?
Hey, not bad. Still the morning, but getting ready for the craziness of the holidays, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I'm speaking with Leo, is that correct?
Julio.
Oh, Julio. All right. Pleasure to meet you, Julio. Gotcha. I was gonna say, man, you're gonna remind me of the Ninja Turtles with Leo all the time, Leonardo. Sorry. So I'm a clown, man. I got James that sent over some information here just to catch you up being the call. I see you guys are pretty much new in business, about 1 year in. Congratulations on that, by the way. And
Thank you.
yes, sir. And also, Julio, I want to make sure to confirm a few things. So it looks like from the notes here, you're willing to travel about 50 miles out radius for residential work only. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know about 50, but yeah, residential miles only.
Oh, okay.
Or residential.
Well, what would you say more accurate as far as mileage distance? Yeah, because 50 miles is pretty far, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What would you say is probably more accurate, more like staying more local, like 25, or what would you think?
20, around there.
Okay, 20 miles. Yeah, that part's important, obviously, because we don't want calls coming in from 50, 100 miles out for asking for your service, and it's just too far. Gas prices are ridiculous now. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll make sure to take care of that for you. Yes, sir. And you're in Zephyr Hills, not too far from me. I'm in Tampa, so not that far at all. Yeah. Did you guys get hit with the Hurricane Ian hard or what? Because they took a hard turn right before me.
No, we didn't.
We got lucky as well.
Yep.
Really?
A little bit of some rain.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Right. All right, true story. When I first moved to Florida, I was like that same weekend. They're like, okay, it's going to be a crazy hurricane. And this was years ago. And everyone's freaking out and everything. I didn't even watch nothing. I had the neighbors telling me, you should go get some water. And I'm on my balcony drinking a cold one. Watching the storm pass through. It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You just never know, though, man, you know? So, anywho. So, before I dive into, like, full detail of how our process works, how, you know, pricing, all that, do you guys have any – I hear somebody else in the background. Sorry. So, do you guys have any questions regarding on our program, how it works or anything before I get started?
No.
I have my office manager here with me.
Hello.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Hi. My name is John. What was your name?
Rose.
Hi, pleasure to meet you. All right. So I have Rose and Julio. Got it. Okay. If I – start rambling off on too much detail and you guys have questions or even concerns, please stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to address anything, okay? We've been in business for about 18 years now, okay? So it's not our first rodeo. We are a premier Google channel partner. What that means is anytime a customer is looking or typing in keywords or even phrases onto Google, let's say like deck installers, I'm just giving you an example, or deck repair nearby, doesn't matter if they know your business name or not, your business will be top recommended on that first page of Google. Okay, so it's pretty amazing how that process works. Now, I see you guys have like a home advisor listing though. I wasn't sure if you guys are currently with them or if that's something you guys used in the past.
No, we're still with them.
Okay, gotcha. Spill the tea a little bit for me here, Julio. Are they pretty good or, because I heard so many mixed feelings and I just can't tell because that Home Advisor, is it Angie's or Angie Leeds? I get so confused now.
Yeah, well, I guess they're all in one now. Angie Leeds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I don't know. I got mixed feelings as well, though.
Yeah. Are you guys doing a paid for lead?
Yeah, we get some good leads, but then a lot of them are not that great, and we still end up losing money. So.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You're not alone. There's a lot of people just a lot of business owners that I talk to, and they have the same thing. Some of them are even talking about, like, paying for a lead that wasn't even a quality lead at all. Like, they're like, I didn't even ask for this service, and they still get charged for it. So I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but really.
Yeah, that's it.
Man. Okay, well, Julio and Rose, don't worry. That's not something we do here. We are, for one, there's no paper lead, paper call, job, or click, or anything like that. It's a flat rate month to month. You cherry pick as many leads as you want. And two, these leads are exclusive. How do we mean by that? Per Google guidelines, it's actually a strict policy. We do not work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. Okay, so you know your leads are not going to be spread out to other competitors. Have you guys go head to head. It just doesn't feel right. Next thing is, you provide us whichever phone number that you would like to be contacted on, okay? Because if the calls come directly to you, there's no middleman touching your customers whatsoever. So you can let us know how you want to be contacted, whether it's through phone, text, email, or even all three. We make it happen for you guys. Does that sound good so far?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, we don't just stop at getting you up on Google. We get on the first page of Google. Now, how we do that is build the traffic behind it. All right, so we actually let you guys get to own 60 different directories. That's right, 60. So if I name the top few of them off the top of my head, I'm going to let's go with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages even. I mean, you name it, your brand exposure will be strong and on point throughout the web. Okay, so that way when a customer is really needing your service, they have all these options. Whichever directory they choose to look through, your business will be found. Okay. Are you guys doing any other marketing, like social media, Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
We're working,
trying to do all that as well.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, I know you guys are new in business and everything technically, so don't worry. That's something we can help you out with. Everything that I'm talking about right now is all-inclusive with your package. I don't want you to think I'm trying to upsell you on anything here, okay? Believe it or not, Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads. It's pretty wild. Okay, so
yeah,
what we do, yeah, it's nuts, man. So what we do is actually, same scenario. I'm in the area, I type on Google, and I see your business, I see everything. I'm like, you know what? I love everything. I want to give them a call, but just not right now. I don't need them. If I go on my Facebook later, your ads will be popping up on my feed with even a click to call. Okay, so it calls you directly. So it's a really incredible marketing tool that helps with the range for more local as well in the area. Okay, so we're hitting all the avenues as much as possible. So based off of everything so far, it seems like this is something you guys can really benefit from, right?
Right.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to go over pricing with you guys. Now, I'm going to say what our normal pricing is first because I know on our website you guys are probably looking us up already. Our website, it shows at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, but we have a really huge special going on for the holidays. Plus, on top of that, because the position became available, Google's trying to make sure that they fill it quickly as possible. So they're dropping the price down all the way down to $2.49 a month. That's it. There's no setup fee, and that includes everything we talked about. You got 60 different directories, first page of Google, Facebook business page, and your ads. You even get an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday in case you ever need to change, modify words, run new promotions, or anything like that. And you can track it all too. You can see where the customers are calling from live. That way, if you miss a call, you can call them right back if you wanted to. Again, no paper lead, no paper call or job at all. It's just $2.49 flat. How does that sound to you guys?
Okay.
Not bad, right? It's something you can't beat on there. Far as the radius for you guys, if you decide later to spread your wings to go further out, and like let's say you do want to go like 50 miles out later, do not hesitate to let us know because it's not going to charge more. It's actually the same price. You guys are grandfathered in as long as you guys are with us. Remember, there's no contracts. It is month to month. That way, you guys choose to be with us each and every month because you're seeing a good return on your investment and we're doing our job. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, I'm one of those people, as you could tell from the beginning of this call. I'm very straightforward and honest, you know. I want to make sure you guys understand, though, in the very beginning, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. Obviously, it takes some time to get you up on that first page of Google. Now, we work fast. We just don't work miracles, right? I know the holidays are here, but as far as the timeline breakdown, this is how it works. So within the first 5 to 7 days, your directories, you know, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that, and even your tracking system will be completed within that time frame. So within the first 5 to 7 days. far as the listings and everything working as a whole, it can take, our average is about 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. Now, yes, you're going to be up on Google, obviously, really quick, but to get up on that first page, it can take anywhere from 30 to 45 days at max there. So because you have a presence already online, I could see it being quicker. I just don't want to make you a promise that I can't keep. You know what I mean? So.
Well, should we ask him about?
Hey, if you guys have questions, ask away. I'm more than happy to answer them for you.
But it's a promotional thing, so it's either right here now or we don't do it ever.
We're not able to call you right back to discuss it.
So, see, when you guys ask that, I feel horrible because now it comes like I'm sounding like a salesman, but it's the honest truth. We are a call center, right? Me, personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida. We are all over the U.S. Everyone's up in I'm more of the California area. That's where our business is at, obviously. But they'll be calling out in the area to try to fulfill as quickly as possible. So, I just giving you guys a heads up, you know what I mean? So, something if you guys need to think about, please, usually when someone says that, they say, I have some questions or I need to understand some little things a little bit quicker, or not quicker, but a little more. What would you guys feel like? Is there a question you guys have for me? I'd be happy to answer.
No, we have two companies and we're just trying to strike this movie if we go with it.
Okay, gotcha. Let me ask you this too. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So to be completely honest, we have elite pergolas. However, you know, that wasn't working as we wanted it to work.
Okay.
So I started getting more leads on, you know, doing, you know, little small services and stuff like that, and pressure washing. So we decided to put elite pergolas, you know, just keep it open, but put it to the side,
okay.
You know, in case something did pop up. But we're running another company called Elite Services and Pressure Washing. Now that one I would like for to, you know, to prosper, you know, a lot better than elite pergolas.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that for that business. Is that one already up and running, or is that just something aside to you're just getting that started?
So it's up and running, you know,
and
it's good to go. However, it's not on Google.
We haven't got a website for it.
And we haven't gotten a website for it.
We just started this month.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are awesome. You got a brand new business and everything. You guys got things going on. All right. Well, as far as website goes, usually we charge extra for that, but hey, I feel like a jolly mood over here. How about this, you guys? What if I promised I said that I can go ahead and build you guys a website fully, completely on the house? Same pricing, same everything included, just like we talked about, except you only get also a website on the house. And it's not going to be /localsplash. It'll be your website on there. If for any reason, I mean, of course, we're not going to plan for you guys to leave our company. It's month to month. We'll make sure we do our very best that you do well so we can earn your business for a long time, obviously. But if for any reason you guys decide to part ways in the future, you do have the option to buy out that domain and the website for $99. So no matter which direction you go, you'll always be in a better position. Does that make sense?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah,
okay. So if I could do that for you guys, we can do that. I mean, you let me know if you want to do it for the pressure washing business or however you like to go on there. You guys can discuss that and let me know. I'm going to check one thing real quick just to make sure I confirm that I can do that. I'm telling you right now, though, I'm 100% positive I can make sure to make that happen for you, though.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and let my upper management know as well, too. And then let's go from there.
So,
for a response real quick here. All right, so I'm asking him right now. I just sent it over. While we wait on there, just making sure I confirm with you guys, Leo and Rose, Julio and Rose, is this something you guys would like to go ahead and move forward with, if I can go ahead and do that for you, though?
Hold on, because now we're...
you didn't think this deal would be that sweet for you, huh?
this is the big issue about running a company.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this? Oh, I don't know about that. We'll have to. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Julio, my name is John. And just letting you know, Julio, I got the approval for the website on here already. So you're all set to go for that.
So if we build a drone company, can we change it later?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
If we go with one company, can we change it later?
So the way the process works is so Google's going to send a letter physically in the mail to you guys just to verify you're a real person and that you have a real business. Once you verify that, then the process works really quickly from that point on, right? So that's why we always say 30 to 45 days, because it's not because of us, really. It's because that letter coming out to you, you have to look out for that letter and then send it back right away, or you can call them, email, or even go to their website to confirm that. But that's, I'm going to say, the longest part from that point right there. So if you guys wanted to change the business name or anything like that, please, is it going to be the same address, though?
Right.
It will be? Okay. If that's the case, I mean, everything's fully customizable, right? We're very flexible here. So let's say you're doing pressure washing for one time, you know, you're doing it for that business there. You can add all these things, or you can change it. Completely up to you, but you have to let us know if you guys are doing it, so that way we can make sure that we make those adjustments online for you. Because if we don't know what you guys are doing, we're not going to be able to make changes for you, right? Communication is everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should go
with the
elite
pergola.
You guys
want to
do it for the...
Yeah, keep at it.
Keep it with
the Okay. Sounds good. And then, Julio, would you like me to add Rose to be authorized on this account, so that way in case she needs to put, like, add keywords or anything like that, she's able to? Or how do you want to go about that part? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, she has full authority.
Okay. Beautiful. And Julio, how do you spell your last name? Is it like the business name here, or?
No, ECHEVARRIA.
All right, I'm going to butcher this pretty bad. So let's see. Echevarian?
Echevarian.
Man, I'm way off. What the heck? All right, so I just want to make sure. I had ARRIN. Is it RIA? I just want to make sure.
So it's ECH Echo Charlie Hotel. Echo Victor Alpha. Robert Indigo Alpha.
Alpha, there we go. Thank you so much there. All right. And then what is the best email address that we can send the invoice and also a second form of contact for you guys who always want to be able to reach out to you, okay?
You want the Elite Pergolas? So our email is Elite Pergolas with two S's at the end at Outlook.
Okay. At Outlook. I haven't heard that one in a little bit. Okay. And then far as... Oh, go ahead.
I have a question because, you know, currently we have our website under Wiz and we're having to pay a monthly fee.
Oh, man. How much are you guys paying for that?
20 something a month.
Is that to own the domain though, or is that to just to keep it up?
To keep it up.
Just to keep it up.
Okay.
I think it's.
Let me take a look at it here. Far as what is that? What is that website?
And then the person who created it put it on our personal. They set it up on our personal email. So it just it was a hot mess.
Oh no! Okay. Well, here, completely up to you guys. If you like that website and you like to build off of it, we can do that, or we can just brand new, get a brand new one for you. Completely up to you.
Can we get it under that same offer? You know, and then if we opt out to buy it, I'll buy it out later.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it monthly. Like I said, I promise. I keep to my word. You're not paying for the website.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so I'll get you guys a brand new one here, okay? If I were you guys, though, because what we're going to do is we're going to set up a tech call, okay? Now, that tech call, before they even talk to you, our technicians, I want to make sure I send over information to them today, so that way when they talk to you guys, they're not starting from scratch, right? But over the weekend here in Christmas, enjoy your time. These guys are still going to be working. But next week, we're open on Tuesday, you guys have time availability to speak with them. We ask for an hour window. That does not mean you have to be in front of your computer, but just as long as you guys are able to talk with them at that time, so that way they can confirm everything as well, and they're going to go over the website with you guys as well, so just make sure to have your pictures ready, videos, testimonials if you want. I mean, they work magic, so I just want to make sure you guys are ready for them as well, too. On Tuesday, do you guys have time available, though?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. I want to make sure. Sounds good. What time works better for you guys? More like morning or evening?
Evening, just in case.
Okay. Is it later the better? Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I like to be available.
Okay. So they run off PST time because of California, but so they're 3 hours behind us. So we're talking to them from the future. So I can set it to all the way down to like, 5 o'clock. Would that work for you guys?
Yeah, that's fine.
5 o'clock would be 3 if we go there.
So let's see. I'm gonna go ahead and send you guys a invite from Google Calendar to that email. And that way, once you receive it, hit yes on your side, so that way they know that you guys are committed for the meeting, and then they're going to hit yes on their end to make sure that to let you know that they're committed as well, okay? I'm going to put Julio's name on here for now. And did you guys want him or them to call you at this number, the 1055?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yes.
Okay. And just for future reference on here, because I'm going to go over a few things with you, did you want the customers to call that same number or a different number?
The same number.
Same number? Okay, perfect. Bing, bada boom. Okay, so I'm sending it to you right now. Let me know you got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then once you pop that open, hit yes for me. It should come like right through to me. So, oh, there it goes. Yeah. Okay. And I want to make sure that we have everything consistent throughout the web. Remember, you're going to have 60 different directories that you guys get to own over here. I want to make sure it's all the same. So as far as the business name, it's just Elite Pergolas. There's no LLC or Inc. or comma or anything like that.
It is an LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the business address that we can send from Google to verify everything as well, too? What's the best address?
35209 mm-hmm. Daisy as the flower. Meadow, M-E-A-D-O-W. Loop, L-O-O-P. It's going to be in Zephyr Hills, Florida, 33541.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. All right. Now,
it's a personal residence, so we don't want our address to appear.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go over those things right now. Actually, I'm going to put that in first. Give me just a second here. All right. Does not want to show personal address. Okay. And then I'm going to put in a reminder for our technicians to make sure that they adhere to this as well, too. Man, where did this year go? I swear. I'm looking at the dates and I'm like, what? Oh, my Lord. You guys got anything going on this weekend or what?
No, just being bums at home.
Hey.
Spending time with family.
That's the best. Okay, there you go. My family's spread out everywhere throughout the U.S. I feel like it's no way of getting all the family together. I don't know. All right. So I just put in a reminder for them as well. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, and then I'm going to put, so I got Easter. Here, hold on. As the main account holder. And then Rose, how do you spell Rose's last name?
The same.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Sorry, always have to ask you guys. I talk to so many business owners, you never know. So, all right. And then would you like the customers to also email us and text as well to that phone number, or would you like them to just only phone call all three? How would you like that?
Yeah, pretty fine. Text is fine
as well. Email as well, too, or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like the more the merrier, right? The more options that they have. It's just more about the headache behind it. So.
The easier you make it, the better.
Right, exactly. That brings me to my next question. As far as payment option for your customers, how would you like to show that online? Do you do PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, check, cash only?
We have Zelle, Square. I really don't care for checks, but you know.
Yeah. cash, obviously. Yep. All right. And do you guys do like Venmo or PayPal?
We have that option, but we're trying to stay away because, you know, that's a separate, you know, tax bracket.
I highly suggest Zelle all the time. I mean, it only goes to like a certain amount, but at least it's not taxed yet. Well, yet anyway, right? So you guys are ahead of the game over here. Let's go over the real magic here. As far as the services that you guys offer from this business, name a few off the top of your head for me. I'm going to type away for you as well. And don't worry, you don't have to have every single thing. I just want to make sure that the technicians, because I'm going to send it over to them today so they start working on things. I want to make sure they're not starting from scratch when I talk to you. So name off a few for me. I'll be typing away here.
So pergolas, obviously.
Right.
we do
polycarbonate roofing.
Yeah, polycarbonated roofing systems for pergolas. Fencing. We can repair and install fence, install decks.
Wait, hold on one second. You do fencing and install and repair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what was the next one? Sorry.
Hardscape and painting.
Oh, okay. Carpet painting.
Paving, not painting. Paving.
Oh, paving. Oh, my Lord. That would have been a big, huge mess. Okay, paving.
Hardscape.
Okay. Who else we got here? And I'm going to also... Oh, go ahead.
Retaining walls.
Okay, retaining walls. And then, far as what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a note on here right now in parentheses saying customer wants to add more at time of interview as well, too. Okay, so that's where our technicians, like client interview, we call it. Okay, so give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. How? Okay. And then, your Facebook. Do you guys have your own Facebook page right now or a business page?
We do.
Is it a personal or a business page, though?
Well, it's, I don't even know what it is. It's under my, yeah, I don't think you set it up right here.
Okay. So we're going to run Facebook ads for you, right, like as I mentioned. So the only requirement for that is to have at least a personal page. Now, we don't look at anything, obviously, on that personal page. It's just a requirement to have. So the technicians will ask for just the URL, nothing else on there, so that way they can develop a business page for you guys. Now, just want to make sure you guys
– We okay. have that, and we have to, we have a page for the pergolas connected, but we don't know how it's, if it's working or anything.
I don't think we did it right.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm just going to leave a note for them saying that customer may have one or needs edits for it, okay? Let me go ahead and do that. How? Okay. Now, I just want to make sure I remind you guys on this. When the Facebook business page is up and running correctly and everything, you got all of your ads going, it's in, the ball's in your court if the customers reach out to you, though, okay? Because remember, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So it's very important you understand that part, okay? Okay. Okay, there we go. And I'm going to make sure you guys be able to track this whole thing as well, too. So I'm going to put that in. And I just left note to make sure we're going to build a website completely for free on this one, okay? So remember, if for any reason you guys need to make adjustments, modifications, or promotions, please don't hesitate to reach out to them so that way they can make those changes for you, okay?
Got it.
All right. Have you guys lived in Florida your whole lives, or did you guys move from here, move over to here?
No, so I moved maybe a year ago from Georgia to down here to, to work for a company.
Nice.
And at work for a company. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I was working for a management group, and at the same time helping a friend out with, you know, with pergolas and stuff like that down in Miami.
That's lit, man. There you go. All right.
And so we try to, you know, we try to branch off to do our own little thing up this way, but so that's why we're, you know, that's why we're trying, you know, it was 3-hour drives, you know, almost every weekend to go help him out. That wasn't the greatest thing out there. So,
me hustling.
Well, I was trying to get the experience to one day go on my own. That's why I did it.
Gotcha.
And I believe I got the experience I needed, and that's why I decided to go do, do my own stuff here. And next thing you know it, you know, I'm getting laid off from the other company, so I took it 100%, and that's where I'm at now.
Gotcha, man. All right. Well, hey, listen, you put in the hard work, you put in the struggles already, sweat and tears on this, and now you got your business running, you know what I mean? And possibly even another one.
Yeah.
Curtis doing what
you're
doing, man.
That's awesome.
All right, Mar. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, is it me? All right. Please don't take offense to this, because when I drive through Georgia, every single time, they're like some mean drivers. Like, great people, mean drivers, man. I don't know. I just can't help to say it, man.
Man, yeah, well, they ain't mean. They just don't know how to drive.
True that, yeah. No, you got to go to California sometimes. I'll drive it. Oh, my Lord. All right, anyway, I'm getting distracted here. As far as your hours of operation, do you want to be found like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What would you like to put?
What do you think, Rose? I think Monday, Monday to Saturday, I guess.
Okay, Monday to Saturday. What time frame?
Hey, what do you think? Hours of operation. God dang, I can't get that shit up. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday and half a day Saturday.
Okay. What, 9 to 5, 8 to 5? Monday through Friday and then half day Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Friday, I got 8 to 5, and then Saturdays at what time? Eight to 12-ish? 9 to 12 or something? Okay.
9 to 12.
Okay.
9 to 12.
Got it. All right. And again, if you guys need to change that, modify it, let us know. We'll go ahead and do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I remember also for the mileage that you want to go out is about like 20 miles. Is that about right? Out of Zephyr Hills?
For right now, yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. So, put that.
Well, the 20 miles puts me in Tampa, inside Tampa area.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Would it put me in the St. Pete area as well?
Ooh, that's a good question. I
may have to go further out.
I might need to go a little further out then at that point. I'll put 30 just in case. I mean, if you're getting the hits on it, great. If not, then we'll kind of play by ear on that one. But yeah, I think definitely more than 20 for sure. So, okay. All right. Let me go ahead and send this note over to the technician. So give me just a second here. How? Boom. Okay, that is set there. All right, so we've got two little steps left for you. Now, unfortunately, there is people out there that, you know, try to get information and do all this wrong stuff, man. So we want to make sure you're not falling for any of these traps. We're going to set up a security question and the answer. You get to choose the security question on this, but you can make up your own answer on there as well. Now, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or answer, you hang up right away, okay? I'm going to give you my information as well, too, just in case if that scenario comes up about, okay? So, far as security question, you get to choose any of these three, okay? You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Pet's name would be fine, I guess.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Well, Zeus or then? Yeah. Zeus will be fine.
All right, beautiful. Strong name, man. All right. Now, this answer and question does not change. So if anyone tries to ask to change it, that's a red flag, okay? So they're not change that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next we're going to do is our voice verification part. This is an added form of protection for you guys, okay? So everything that I ask, there's going to be a few questions in here. Just try to answer as clear as possible. If you have questions or concerns for me in any sense, please stop me in my tracks, and I'll go ahead and answer them for you, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Name of business is Elite Pergolas.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Julio Echevarria, and I'm owner.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Awesome. And you're authorized on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of the increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there, just let you know. That's why we set up that security question and everything. Nobody can pose in and say, try to get your information, okay? So here, I'm going to go and continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 23rd in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 23rd of every month in the amount of $249. Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but can you repeat the renewal terms again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's going to be, today's the 23rd, so you're going to be charged to $249. And every month on the same day of the 23rd, it'll only be $249, not a dollar more. If the price goes up, and if within our company, your price stays the same. You've grandfathered in. Okay?
All right.
All right. Perfect. All right. And I actually make sure of this right now. So give me just a second. I'm putting the process of the credits on there right now. Okay? So give me just a moment. Okay.
How does that, if we have to cancel, cancellation process work?
So there's no cancellation fee or anything like that. Like I said, there's no hidden agendas on there. You call into an 877 number, which I'm going to give you guys as well too. And then you just let them know that this is something you'd like to go ahead and discontinue. As long as it's 3 business days before your billing cycle is due, then there's no charge on that. So, but of course, we want to, I don't like talk about it so much just because I don't like planning on for it to fail because I keep in contact with all of the people that I actually help out through the businesses through here in Local Splash. So I make sure that doesn't happen. Okay. If for any reason that you guys are having trouble with anything or are concerned about and you can't get a hold of our technicians for any reason, you guys are going to have my email, my phone number to call me directly, and you can even text that number as well too. So that way I can respond as well. So you're always going to have some kind of form of contact to make sure things are running smoothly for you. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And Julio, for the card that we're using, is it under your name or whose name are we using?
Actually, hold on. Hey, what? Oh, she walked out. Give me a second. Hold on, because she just walked out. Rose. give me a second. She's my financial person as well.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Got you, man. You got the pants on over there.
Hey, I just do the work. She runs everything else.
There you go. You know, what did they say? It's like the man is the head of the house, but the woman's the neck of the house. They direct the head where to go.
Yeah, exactly. What was it? Oh, payment stuff. How are we going to pay for this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you need it, it's on the, which card?
However card you guys want to do, Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
Yeah, it's one of our business cards, a Visa card.
Okay, perfect. And is it under your name, though, or her name?
It's under the company's name. We're both under it as well.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, let me put that there. Does it say LLC as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's for the same billing address, right? The 35209?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
Yeah, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right here. The Elite, right? All right, you ready?
I'm ready for you.
Sorry, it's 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6590.
Okay.
1641. 9128.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
9/26.
Okay. And there should be a security code as well?
Yeah, it's 841.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put this through. Before I even charge it, though, I want to make sure I triple check just in case. I always like to do that. So give me just a moment. I'm going to refresh it right now. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $249. Once this goes through, it's going to send you two things. It's going to send you a text message and an email. Now, the easiest way is to do for the text message here for the invoice, this last part here for you. Let me know when you receive that text. There it goes. Bada boom, bada boom. Should be coming soon.
Well, I got the email, but the text hasn't come through.
All right. We'll do it through the email. That's for fine too. It's the same thing, but. All right, so on the email for the invoice, we're going to click on that one.
So click here?
Yes, there you go.
So it says, please click here to accept the subscription term.
You got it, yep. Go ahead and click that for me. In here has everything we spoke about on paper for you, your Facebook ads, the breakdown, all of it for you, okay? So just as promised. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a part where you can check mark a little box, and then right below that, you're going to type in your name that's on the account.
Oh. So you put Elite Pergolas or my actual personal name?
I put your personal name and the Elite Pergolas. So however it's put in there, that you're going to type it exactly how it is. Yep. And this will be your last step, you guys, so I appreciate your patience.
it took me to dashboard to log in.
Perfect. There you go. We did it right there. All right, so on this part here, our technicians, when they talk to you guys on Tuesday, they're going to walk you mm-hmm. through how to set that up so that way you know how to maneuver through your tracking system, okay? So that way you can see where the customers are calling from live, keywords are being searched to find you, with everything, okay? So... okay. Hang tight on that part. We'll develop that with you.
Is this an app that we just download or something?
Yes, yes. They're going to walk you through all of that so that way they can do it. Mm-hmm. I know they can. I just don't know how specifics of that. The technicians, that's their job on that one. Yes, sir. All right, so we got you all squared away. I left in notes to make sure they develop a website for you guys. So please, if you guys have any ideas like pictures or videos you want to add in there or testimonials, things like that, have that ready for them when they talk to you next week, okay?
Copy.
All right, guys. Well, hey, welcome to the family here at Local Splash. I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys can do over here, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. All right, bye-bye, guys.
All right.